You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, that was The Death of Ruby by Ruby Haunt. You're on 95BFM here on Morning Glory. We are going to listen to Al's kōrero with Macy. Al spoke with Macy about his new single that released last Friday, and they talk a little bit about the writing of his single, its themes, and his relationship with music. And we do get a special sweet treat in this interview. Macy brought along his guitar to play live, so we will hear from that from this interview as well, which is awesome. Shout out, Al. Shout out, Macy. Cheers for that. Here's that interview.
I was like, you were in the 2-1-2. I know, fucked up, didn't he? And, you know, that part where it starts getting real.
I feel like I'm
Azealia Banks singing it up here.
Maybe you are Azealia Banks.
Whoa.
Okay, cool. Whoa. Hi, Harry.
Hey, Al.
So, let's yap about your new single before you have to go. Mm-hmm. It's very good. I enjoyed it. I was sitting in a cafe this morning and I was like, oh, this is a bit emotional for a Monday morning.
Yeah, it's a bit of a... I guess it's a sadder song.
Yeah.
But I think it feels quite cathartic and therapeutic because it's like kind of a hopeful spin on it.
Right.
Yeah.
I noticed you have lines that kind of sound like advice.
Yeah.
Like, don't live in regret because memories forget. When you fall apart, you'll pick up the pieces again. Oh, I think I might have mucked that up. And
it's okay. It's thereabout.
It's thereabout. Yeah. And know that every moment ends before it starts. I fear I was like listening and going, oh, that's a really nice line. I'm going to write it down.
I like that line too. I think I wrote it with a couple of lads in London.
Right.
And I think that one just kind of fell out of, I think, Liam's mouth. We're all talking about like who we've lost and loved ones and stuff like that. And he just said it, and I was like, wait.
That was Run that back.
We were like, does it make sense? We're like, yeah, it does. But like, you know, it's not something you usually say.
And I was
like,
right.
That's cool. Like
so
that.
What is the song about for you? Like, what part of your life?
My dad passed away like 3 years ago.
And I think
that's okay. It's not your fault. No. It sucked, and it was hard time, and I wrote about it obviously in the last album, but from a place of like confusion and a bit of anger, those grief stages or whatever. And I think this is the first time I've written about that experience from a very like, suddenly I was remembering all the good things. The main good thing about my dad for me was like his support and his just crack on with it, mate. You've only got one life. Let's go. That was his advice.
Oh, that's quite nice. Do you think like your first album was more you kind of working through those emotions in a, I don't know, you said like angry
stages?
Yeah, I
think in a way more reactive way.
Right.
It was a more reactive like time of my life, you know? And now I'm a little more reflective. And that's why that song's come out the way it has.
Right. Yeah. Did you collaborate with people on this track? Or?
Yeah. I got asked to come to a location in London, come and join on their writing camp, because they were there for like 5 days. So I went and joined, and then that kind of just fell out within the first like 2 hours.
Whoa.
And then we were like, let's try and write another one. And everyone was just like, now we've done it. And then we just went out for beers.
That's so cool.
And we all cried a little bit, and it was good.
Wait, so multiple people worked on the whole process of writing this?
Yeah.
Because you've worked with people before on your first album, Molly Payton and Pixie. Do you write often with others or
I write solo? Lots of times with others. I quite like having like that dynamic, ideas to bounce off, because I do write on my own sometimes, but some of the time, but when you're on your own and you think you have a bad idea, your own ego or your own like self will be like, that was bad. And then you can be like, okay, goodbye. But if you're with people, they'll be like, that wasn't bad at all. You know, like, you'll say an idea and then the other person you're with will see it in a different light than you're seeing it. And often a song just comes together easier.
Do you think that means the end product becomes more authentic because you're less like self-critical? Or
Sometimes not.
Right.
It honestly depends. Sometimes, like with, for example, that song.
Yeah.
You sit there and you're like, fuck, that was like, that's so me.
Oh, I was texting my friend. When you're researching for an interview and it's someone who lives overseas and you've never met them before, it's like research, but then you are researching for an interview and it's like I'm stalking someone because I've met you before.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's just an aside that I was thinking about and it's weird.
Did you still do some hunting?
Of you?
Yeah.
Now that's weird if I tell you.
That's fine. I guess you have. It's like,
no,
what
I
you
did.
Have to do.
Yeah. I read. I listened.
Whoa. Sorry.
Your name is why Macy? Why do you use a pseudonym? Or
well, I was Harry Parsons for a long time. Actually, yeah. When I was born, I was Harry Parsons.
Famously, you still are.
Well, yeah, technically, I am still that. But I think I'd gotten to a point with. I put a lot of music out as Harry, and I was so confused. I didn't know what I actually wanted to make. And then by doing a pseudonym, it was like, now I can, like, pour all this energy into Macy, and I can put on this Macy persona if... it's just me, technically. But I can, like, separate my personal who I am as a human being away from the art, so that if I feel embarrassed one day or if I do a song that's not... You know, I'm not so, like, attached to it.
Right.
It's like, you're awful, but you're useless. It's like, no,
ooh.
Whatever, because I can be quite mean to myself. But now I can just be mean to Macy.
Yeah, no, that's...
Sounds like I've got split personality. But, like, it's really useful. I think that's why a lot of artists kind of do that.
Right.
And the ones that keep their own names, that's pretty awesome and brave as well.
Where did Macy come from, the name? Or was it just, like, you rocked up one day, you were like, that's me?
Oh, it's kind of a weird reason, but I am... If it wasn't for Green Day, I wouldn't be a musician today.
Oh,
so 8-year-old Harry was like, I walk a lonely road, the only one. You remember that song? Yeah. Whatever. And then I got really into Green Day, and there's a song on one of their older albums called Macy's Day Parade.
Right.
And it's a really beautiful, like, sing-along ballad song. And it always, like, gave me, like, imagery of, like, a traveling, like, guy or girl or whoever, like, at a fair, like a little traveling, like, sing-a-song, you know. It was very nostalgic and beautiful, and I was like, that could be a cool, like, just Macy could be cool.
Yeah.
And then I just did that.
Stuck with it.
I just did it. And now we're here.
And now you're here. You just mentioned Green Day, but what other musicians kind of inspire your sound, and then maybe, like, more specifically, the single? Did you have any?
I obviously, like, love the War on Drugs, the Smiths, and, like, I obviously love all of that, like, rock and roll stuff, and was brought up on all that, but then... There's this other side that I absolutely love, which is really poetic, and it's all about the lyrics and more of the story. So I love my Bob Dylans, my Leonard Cohen, Nick Cave, all that cool sort of, like, you know, like, you're in, like, a dive bar and the guy's got a hat on, he's, like, always smoking a cigarette, and he's just got stories to tell. And I was like, I love that world. I love that sort of folk world of telling the story. I think that's been a big influence for whatever's coming up next, is more of the... Yeah, even more of the personal storytelling, me and my guitar kind of energy.
I think that comes through. And I liked at the end of your single, is that a xylophone that kind of dings over the top of your guitar? Or am I going crazy?
You're going crazy.
Oh, I'm actually going crazy.
No, we chucked in like a very like wet, like reverbed out piano
single note. Yeah.
Just kind of like matching the, whoa, the big ooh.
Yeah.
It's just matching that. Just to kind of add a little like whimsical little
Whimsy. I was going to say juvenile,
like a
but that's
fairy going like ding, you know, a little Tinkerbell moment.
You end it quite abruptly.
Yeah.
Was that intentional?
Well, I had to go. No, I'm just kidding. We added obviously a bit of reverb. I'm a sucker for reverb, so it gets kind of like wet and long. All the vocals do like, and then by the end, it was kind of the idea that it's like, now you're back in that room with whoever you... Whether, for me, it's my dad I'm singing about. But whoever's listening, it could be about their mum, their sister, their dog. Like, anyone that you've loved. Or at the end of a relationship, and it's like, I gotta go. But it's not like a... It's not a sad thing. It's like a...
No.
But I wanted, to pull the listener back into that room with whoever they're with.
Right.
As if you're like, before I have to go, you know. I'm not going to be sat next to whoever I'm with and there's heaps of reverb.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that was kind
like
of the
that.
Intention, I think, yeah.
But you have been releasing music for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say your sound has developed over the years, and what kind of contributed to that?
Well, I honestly, just growing up and then, like, not quitting. Like, you know, I could have stopped, and then I would have just sounded like I did when I was 18.
Right.
But I just kept going, and then, I don't know, like, just before I... started doing Macy, I met Ben Malone, who was the guy that I wrote and produced a lot of the stuff with.
Right.
And he helped me discover my lower range. I kept singing up really high because I wanted to be like Justin Bieber, pop star. like, yeah.
Did you really?
Well, I just thought that's like what I needed to do to get like maybe to just try and write the catchiest song. I was a bit lost with what I was making. I kind of lost the art of it. And then he was like, hey, wait a minute, bro. You like The Killers and The War on Drugs and like Leonard Cohen and those singers. Like, why don't you just
like start? Not Justin Bieber.
Yeah, like why are you trying to sing like that? I mean, I love it. Where are you now? You know. I mean, I love a good pop song. Don't get me wrong. I love a bit of Sabrina Carpenter, Let's Go. But, like, it doesn't mean that that's what I have to do. And it was a really transformative moment, obviously. Mm. And that's just, like, growing up. And now I'm here at what, however old I am, I would say. An old man. I'm 28, and I finally, like, reached, you know, whatever I am now. And I guess when I'm 35, it might be even different.
Mm.
Maybe it'll be like, hello, everybody. Mm,
all the cigarettes, you know, smoking.
Yeah, you get really, like...
Yeah. Closer to death.
Sorry. Wow.
Wow.
But yeah, okay. I think it's just growing up and life experience.
Very
just
cool.
Is what affects your whatever you create, I think. Mm. Whether you're a painter or a actor.
Yeah, why music? To express whatever you happened, girl.
Dad did it. And Dad really I think he wanted that for me. But he never forced it.
Right.
Like, I remember once I was like, I'm going to become a vet. And he was like, awesome. And then I failed biology. And he was like, well, you still want to do that? And I was like, no. You know, no. And then eventually I think I just found myself in it. Yeah, I still love it. Sometimes I hate it.
Oop.
But that's a good thing.
Why do you hate it sometimes?
Because it can be really tough sometimes. You got to, like, remind yourself. I think when you're a creative of any kind, actually, often, like, your friends that aren't doing that thing, they'll start, like, settling down or, like, oh, yeah, we're getting our house now. And right around, you're like,
and you're still, let me get my guitar.
Let me just sing about that for a second. And you sometimes, like, the way that you're supposed to live life can quote, unquote, can sometimes be, like, would that be easier? Would it just, you know, and that can be quite, like...
If you are that way driven, like, musically, like, it's not going to be better if you try to do something else.
That's my reasoning that I haven't stopped yet. It's like, well, take a second, what would you do? I'm like, I should do a business degree and then I'd actually have some money in my account. I'm like, I don't know what I'm saying.
That's okay.
I'm a musician and that's it for now.
So, what's coming up next? Are you going to do another single? Or?
Yep.
Pause.
Single comes out in a week. Wow. And then another single a month after.
Yum.
With funding.
Mm.
Thank you, NZNA. Yay. And then something else in November.
Yay.
Just in case. Done now. Can we vape in here? I'm so gassy. Wow.
Famously. that's how we end the interview. Your voice, like, and your sound, did you just sing, or are you trained?
Girl, you just sing. Well, there's no other way you can really, like, well, no, because you're right, because some artists that we absolutely adore can kind of drawl and sound bored, and that's why we love it. Like the Arctic Monkeys, you know, like, I bet you look good on the dance floor.
And
you're like,
I love that.
Yeah, you know, you're like, yeah, it sounds great. If you sound like you and you choke up a bit or you're like, and it's like, ooh. And then the listener can be like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I do that.
Do you want to sing your song?
Should I? Or is that going to be like crazy? Sitting there beside you, holding on to your hand. Like, how'd you get so old, man? Wish we had more time here. 'Cause now we're at the end. We finally made friends, yeah. Ain't it so bittersweet, though? When all the silver linings start coming out of hiding. He said nobody knows where that little rolling. So listen close to me, son. Don't live in regret, 'cause memories forget. When you fall apart, you'll pick the pieces up again. And know that every moment ends before it starts. So don't let a little heartbreak be the sum of all your parts. I just wanted you to know before I have to go.
you get where you're going, there won't be a phone line to call when there are hard times. Yeah. When I have my own kids and I look more and more like you did, I'll have to remember you said nobody knows where their little role will end. So listen close to me, son. Don't live in regret, 'cause memories forget. And when you fall apart, you'll pick the pieces up again. And know that every moment ends before it starts. So don't let a little heartbreak be the sum of all your parts. I just wanted you to know before I have to go.
What a beautiful, beautiful song, and what a lovely interview. Thank you so much, Harry/Macy, for speaking with Elle. That was really gorgeous. My favorite part was when Harry asked whether he can vape in there. That was really funny. But it was a beautiful, beautiful interview. Thank you both so much. And that was also Harry's new song. So very cool. You're on 95 VFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.